All right. Matter of fact, let's go out and talk to one of the best NBA reporters around. Like I said, he was a long time at ESPN. Now you see him at the Bleacher Report Radio. Actually, you hear him at Bleacher Report Radio. It's our buddy Rick Bucher. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Wonderful. First day, right off the bat, my buddy Steve Kerr. Everybody talking about should he have left Klay Thompson in so he can get, what, 80 or 90 or 100 or 200? And I'm just, hey, what was your thoughts on that? You tell me, Rick.
Well, I was at the game, and I said to somebody going into halftime, I said, you know what, he's scoring so easily, it feels like he could get 120 without a problem. And actually, when he was sitting on the bench during the fourth quarter, he said to KD, he said, you know, I think I could have got 70. And KD and Steph were teasing, and they were like, dude, you missed butt-naked, wide-open threes. You could have made eight. You could have got 80. and that was in the time that he played, in the 29 minutes that he played, which sounds crazy. I don't have a problem with the decision that Steve Kerr made, because the game was so out of hand and they were clearly feeding him even in the time that he was in the game, that it would have been piling on as far as winning the game and what they were doing to the Pacers. And so I really don't have a problem with it. I know a lot of people like to see history made, and do you pass up an opportunity like that? The reality is, with the shooter that Klay Thompson is, with the offense that they have, I don't expect that this is going to be the last time that he's going to have a shot at it. And chances are, hopefully, the next time the game is a little more competitive so that there is a legitimate reason to have him there in the fourth quarter. Yeah, but this is a Warriors team that chased history last year, and some believe that that's at least in part what did them in, chasing the 73 wins. So their focus really is, what do we have to do to win a championship this year? And not playing Klay Thompson, as minor as it might seem, is a step in the direction of, we're less worried about individual achievements or making history, and we're really about just trying to win a title and do what lends itself to that. And not playing him in the fourth quarter was considered a contribution to that.
Rick, we're up in northern New England. I mean, I guess it's Celtics up here for the most part. I mean, it's been a little bit
without
of a...
Without question. So, Patriots, it's Celtics.
Yeah. Well, I guess if they were called the New England Celtics, maybe we'd adhere to it even more. But, I mean, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride so far. And I guess Isaiah Thomas is hurting. He's not playing in Orlando tonight. But, I mean, should there be any concern at this point about the Green?
Well, it depends on where you put the expectations. I am still of the mind that they are a great and formidable regular season team. There's a reason that they haven't made any noise in the playoffs, because I just don't believe that they have enough star power and enough individual scoring ability, offensive ability, to get that done. I never want to say anything. I love the Isaiah Thomas story. I love what he's made himself to be, despite being 5'9", whatever he is, height-wise. But the game, the kind of game that he has, he and the size that he has, the reality is, he can't make the game. He can score. He can't make the game easier for anybody else. And teams are always going to challenge him. You know what, we're going to stay home on everybody else. We'll let you score. Can you win a game scoring? Can you go out and get 40, 50 if we let you? And will that be enough to compensate for you're not going to get a whole lot from anybody else if we stay home on them? And so I still believe there's that one superstar playmaker type short, and I really couldn't understand all of the excitement. I really like and admire Al Horford, but he wasn't the answer to what they were missing. He's just kind of a supersized version of what they already had, which are really good, fundamentally sound, solid, good in the locker room, team-oriented players. He's as good as they come when you're describing that type of a player. but they need something a little bit more than that, and they haven't found it yet. Maybe you know, Danny Ainge feels like Jaylen Brown could be that type of talent, but he's certainly not ready to give it to you this year. So again, it's just a matter of where you place your expectation. If you expect them to flirt with being one of the top four teams and having home court advantage, yeah, they're capable of doing that. If you're thinking that they're going to make the conference finals, I just don't see that.
So with that in mind, who, especially with a slowish start and still with plenty of trade chips, do you go after and take a real chance on a guy like a Boogie Cousins or someone like that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had somebody, and I reported it, that there was a GM in the league who said, look, it just makes too much sense. At some point, Sacramento's going to have to turn the page on Cousins, and Boston has exactly what you would want if you're Sacramento and you're Vlade Divac coming in there. And, you know, Boogie was not his draft pick, so there's not the allegiance that there might be that someone else might have. And if you're hitting the reset button, Boston can give you everything you want to hit the reset button. And Danny's never been afraid of taking guys that might have somewhat volatile personalities. So the question again is he the guy who puts you over the top? He's the kind of talent that could put you over the top. I'm wondering about, like, the Isaiah Thomas, DeMarcus Cousins combo in Sacramento didn't receive ringing endorsements from
either
one of those guys. So are you going to put those two back together? And again, the problem is, especially in today's game, because it's so up and down and it's so guard oriented, like, can your superstar be your big man? He can be one, but can he be the only one? And that's where I wouldn't mind seeing Boston go and get him, and I think it does take them another step in the right direction. But I still need that scorer from the perimeter who creates a matchup nightmare. That's the thing with Isaiah. You know, again, I don't want to take anything away from him, but he doesn't. You have guys like DeMar DeRozan or, you know, Kevin Durant, even Steph Curry in his way, like, because of his shooting range and now his ability to finish inside, that you have to figure out, okay, who are we going to have guard this guy? With Isaiah, you just take your longest, most athletic perimeter player and you say, okay, it's your job to slow him down, make him work for everything he gets. We're going to stay home on everybody else, and that formula has worked.
Yeah. Oh, look, Rick, I hate to do this. Let's go ahead and talk about a real team, my New York Knicks.
Oh,
I feel like we've won the championship. Can you take me to the finals when we make it? Can you take me to the finals, Rick, please?
Hey, you better not be saying that in a mocking manner.
No, I'm not. I am not.
With the New York Knicks.
Trust me, he's not.
I was one of the morons that was booing Porzingis, and I'm 12-9. I really feel like it's a great year. So I want the play. That's all I want is the playoffs.
First time since 2012, 2013, you're 3 games over .500.
I didn't know that.
Hey, no, but I do believe that. I don't know where to put them in the hierarchy of the Eastern Conference, but I will say this, where I say that the Boston Celtics are better as a regular season team than they are a playoff team,
mm-hmm.
I believe the Knicks can be better as a playoff team than whatever they are in the regular season.
We're going to the game together, just you and I.
it better not be the media seats, because you might as well stay home and watch the game.
That's true. Rick, hey, we got to do it again. I appreciate you stopping by, buddy, and we'll do it again, okay?
You got it.